The fundamental practice is nothing extra, nothing special. The fundamental practice is being this universe experiencing. And this universe that is experiencing is the whole universe. Each, every, any event moment, big, small, inside, outside. Of course, words are only useful provisionally. This universe manifests myriad ways. And yet, using words is to support and encourage us in being who, what we are. And doing what's called for. Using explanatory words, this life, as the Buddha talks about, is always changing cause-effect, always changing cause-effect events, none of which are myself, none of which are other self. And yet, it's our life. And because of this cause-effect non-self, guaranteed to be unsatisfactory from the perspective, the point of view of wanting and not wanting, wanting things to be a certain way, wanting things not to be a certain way. This whole universe is life, is this life-death that we are, which is why practice, in a way, is so simple. When we sit down, it's just being exactly this moment. When we stand up, it's this. When we walk, it's this. And so on with the rest of activities of our life. And despite the simplicity of it, despite the simplicity that is there for all of us and each of us, you in your simplicity as are, as is, and we miss it often. Miss what? We miss our own life because we want to follow along into a small part of it and miss the rest of our life universe. We resist aspects. Refuse aspects because they're uncomfortable. They're not what I want. We storm and suffer about aspects because of this. Because of what's this? Because of what we could, if you want to say, self-centered. Because of caught upness. Because of mine and not mine, more, less, better, worse, should, shouldn't, all the other ways, all the wanting and not wanting, comfortable, not comfortable, painful. Now, knowing this conceptually can be valuable, but is of very limited use, which is why we practice, whether sitting together, whether bowing, whether offering incense, whether reading or studying, different ways of being attentive, even with the limited use ways, because those are what enable us, support us, nurture us, to be at peace in the midst of this life as is, or to be at peace in the midst of noticing how we refuse to be at peace, how we insist, not consciously much of the time, but because we are overtaken by our habits and we do believe, act in ways that are painful, are not satisfactory, are harmful. And therefore there's this life practice opportunity to do this moment as is, to use what supports us in manifesting the whole universe. The universe that's so-called inside and so-called outside. The universe that sees us and nurtures and breathes us and feeds us and warms us or freezes us. That pains us and joys us, if I say it in such a clumsy way. That fears us, gives us fear, and yet also allows us to let go of fear. This is our practice, and it's up to us to, in a sense, enlist this, because we each have the ability every moment not to create the universe, but to be this universe that we are, this experiencing that we don't do anything to experience. And yet there's things we need to do that enable us to more and more become intimate and familiar with who we are. This very moment, to breathe in, breathe out. We're not breathing, the universe is breathing us. Despite the fact that abdomen rises and falls, it's up to the universe to take in and release the air that comes in and out of our body to provide all the circumstances that nurture us being aware and being present this moment. When we see things in the universe, those universe are seeing us. Oh. But it's very simple, and it's simple because we each have our own life practice to do, both in terms of formal sitting, formal walking and activities together, and activities individually in our home, in our life, and in the so-called informal, all the rest of the time practice, which is the most intimate, if I say it differently, the intimacy of experiencing that's never any distance and yet requires our best effort according, in accord with the circumstances of the moment of our life and the life of the universe. So, thank you for doing being the practice that you are, and for supporting all the beings that you encounter and that you practice with. Thank you.